Hello, podcasties. This is Dr. Sean Stringer, and you're listening to Trust Me, I'm a Doctor, the podcast to educate, inspire, and empower you to add more years to your life and more life to your years. This podcast is for educational purposes only and does not constitute medical advice, nor does it replace the advice of your doctor. Magnesium is today's topic. So magnesium could be the one thing that could save someone from having an instantaneous heart attack. In fact, it could be the answer for an out-of-control arrhythmia as well. A 1990 Journal of the American Medical Association's report showed that well over half of hospitalized patients were seriously low in magnesium. Now, did the reporting of these findings come from the hospital physicians? Of course not. They came from some very respected scientists and researchers doing the study. The sad, harsh truth is that over 90% of the physicians never ordered any magnesium test. Those having the lowest levels of magnesium had the highest risk of dying from a heart attack or from a deadly arrhythmia while in the hospital. Now, government studies prove the average diet provides less than a third of the magnesium you need in a day, and its deficiency is a major cause of sudden death with no other obvious medical problems. Even diabetics are at risk of developing deadly complications due to a magnesium deficiency. A respected medical study in Clinical Nutrition back in 2006 reported that 77% of diabetics were deficient in magnesium. Here's a fact that everyone must remember. Do not accept that your magnesium levels are normal if your doctor has ordered a serum magnesium test. Now, if your serum magnesium levels are shown to be high, your doctor may assume that everything's just fine and lead you to believe that there's nothing to worry about. This is 100% incorrect and could be deadly. Why, you might ask, or maybe you didn't ask that, but I'm going to act like you're interested and ask the question. This is an extremely important fact for you to know. Serum magnesium, called simply magnesium when you see your lab test, can actually be high or even too high, when at the same time your RBC, or red blood cell magnesium inside the heart cells, is so low that it could cause you to have an instantaneous fatal heart attack. Here's something even more alarming. When your intracellular magnesium levels, now that's magnesium in your cells, are low and you suffer a heart attack or an arrhythmia, not even a defibrillator or paddles can activate your heart back to life. So an all clear means you'll probably be all dead regardless of the actions taken to save your life. So what's my point? Never assume everything is just fine with your magnesium levels if your doctor ordered a serum magnesium test. Unfortunately, a serum magnesium test gives an uninformed doctor a false sense of security when in fact they are ignorant to the potential harm they may be impressing upon you. So this ignorance could determine whether you die or have a life-threatening arrhythmia, all because the wrong magnesium blood test was ordered. Trust me, I'm a doctor. Well, that's it for today's episode of Trust Me, I'm a Doctor. You would be super cool, and I mean super cool, if you'd rate this podcast and share it. Also, contact me on the show at anchor.fm/doc. Tell me what you liked, what you didn't like, what you want to hear more of. Tell your friends and family about me. Don't keep our podcast relationship your dirty little secret. And one last thing, thank you for listening. I am grateful for you all. And until next time, I'm Dr. Sean Stringer. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.